Good evening.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Connie's home.
I'm home. Home, Mom. Jacqueline's got me sitting at the desk tonight, so I guess she wants me to talk.
I do.
I think she's doing the next class, so she wants to make sure I participate plenty in this one. So, my understanding is you all, no place like home. Thank you, Kathy. My understanding is, we're going to do a prayer first.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Thank you, God. Yeah, sometimes I'm just left speechless by what I know is true, and that is all is well. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Jacqueline says that we are on page 191, NTI, John chapter 4. Verses 1 through 26.
I think that's right. I think we read all of chapters 1, 2, and 3 last week. I got to tell you, I just think it's so funny how we're doing that we are in lockstep with what we're doing, consistent gentle healing. You know, one mind and all that. It's just it's just really cool. To see all of that come together in that way. So.
Oh, and I just thought Regina was copying us.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll begin the reading. I don't think I'm quite the reader Jacqueline is, but you'll bear with me. The light within is a guiding light. It guides all men. None are absent from its guidance, though many are unaware. Those who are guided by the light, but do not recognize its guidance, know not where they are or why. And so they look everywhere for their own salvation and happiness. Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
I meant to say amen again.
Yeah. Well, and in fact it says, and so they look elsewhere for their own salvation and happiness.
There you go. Elsewhere. Yeah. Everywhere except where it is.
Which is within, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since they do not know it is with them, they continue to search and they continue to struggle. When they find what they think is happiness within the darkness, they enjoy it for a time. But then the joy it brought seems lost, and they thirst for joy again. Okay, what's everybody saying up here?
Yep, yes, yep.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, Hunter. Are you a Christian group?
Yes,
yep.
Right now we're reading from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, which is a scribed book that Regina Donna Akers acted as scribe for, and the true interpretation of the New Testament. The New Testament came through that process. But Connie, what you just read is...
Thank you, Kathy.
What you just read is right on. First of all, you know, last week we talked about how John the Baptist, while he welcomed the light, because he knew that the light existed, he knew more than this little limited conception of self existed. He did not see it. His own guilt kept him from seeing it within himself. So he knew that there was truth, and so he drew Jesus to him through Holy Spirit. That was his welcome to the light. But he still did not have the faith to see it within himself, even though it actually existed there. But he was able to see it in Jesus. And this is saying the, some of that, right? That the light is within all men. And what most of us do is, if we recognize it at all, is to see it in other people. Oh, it's in Regina or, you know, whomever. I don't know, Eckhart Tolle or Byron Katie, but it's sure not in me, right? Or if it is in me, it's weak. You know, I mean, it's just... It's just that that continuing belief in littleness, and because we don't place it where it is, then we attempt to look for it outside ourselves. But not just in the great seekers and sages. We look outside ourselves. You know, the same way where Regina was talking about in one of these lessons this week, talking about. You know, what, let's look and see what remaining dreams we have that we think will make us happy. But the point is, do you really want the dream, or is it the happiness that you want? And it's really the happiness that you want. So what we do is we find all these middlemen, you know, if I get this new car, if I get married, if I get this job, you know, these types of things, then I'll be happy. But the truth is, let's just go straight for the happiness. And the happiness is just the recognition of the light within ourselves. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's lovely. I think everything you said is quite right on. And I think also that most of us know that this seeming existence. Is not it, that's not the totality of it. I remember telling somebody that somebody said, well, what would make Jacqueline, who was on top of the world, had a $500,000 home and pool and a job to kill for and a promise of a well-financed retirement and all that, give that up to go out west and look for God? And I said, well, I think she had a calling. And they went, oh my God, a calling? Are you kidding me? But I mean, it's there. It's There's something that leads us to know. I mean, and that doesn't mean we don't get off track, because I think most of us have gotten off track. You know, we do things in the name of Christianity that is enough to make you shameful, or ashamed of yourself. But somewhere, all of us know deep down that this mere existence is not it. We can look up in the stars and go, this is not all there is, and I know that's not so. Yes, but not all of us have the wherewithal, without things like NTI and Jesus, to know that true existence resides within, not in the well-financed retirement, not within the cushy job, not within the bourgeois house. Okay, I'm done.
Jacqueline, I would gladly take that $1 million home for free. Laugh out loud.
Who said that?
Hunting for the Truth. I think Hunting for the Truth is new to us.
Yeah, it's going on the market in September if you want to buy it, Hunting for the Truth. It's $500,000, but you're more than welcome to buy it.
However, it still does not give you lasting true happiness.
Exactly.
That is so good to know, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
Hunter? Ha ha ha, laugh out loud. Yes, that's right. Cheryl. Okay. All right. We'll continue on.
Second paragraph.
No.
Second paragraph. No man is aimless. No man is lost. No man is without guidance. Thank you, God. Always, every man is where he needs to be. Thank you, God, again. Guided there by the light because he has asked for guidance and he has welcomed it. But if he has not accepted it as it is and where it is, he does not recognize what he has welcomed because he has not welcomed it fully. And so, he has the answer. And so, he has the answer because it was given, but he does not accept it. And he continues searching and does not realize it is with him already. Yeah, yeah. So that's what we were saying. Without the guidance of Eckhart Tolle, and Regina Dawn Akers, and Jesus, and Buddha, and we might not know that we could look forever without outside ourselves and never find what we're looking for.
Yeah. So. I think this is saying, did I interrupt?
No.
Okay. This is talking about, you know, again, that that inner wisdom, that, you know, we all have the desire for peace of mind and for happiness. And again, we all, that desire for peace of mind and happiness, that is the call that you were talking about a while ago. Again, most of us look outside ourselves to fulfill that, never really understanding that our answer has, you know, our call, our desire has already been fulfilled, and all we have to do is turn within. We keep looking on the outside and missing the point.
Yeah, and that's sort of why when somebody talks about being awake, already, you know, yeah, you're already awake, you just haven't recognized it. So, you know, the answer is already there, the gift is of salvation is already there. It's just a matter of going, oh, here it is.
Yeah, and in fact, Regina talked in one of her tips this week about lesson 187 from the course. I bless the world because I bless myself. She talked about
that's a Course in Miracles, Hunter.
Hunter knows.
She's new here.
Oh, all right.
Southern Revival.
Be enlightened now is what she talks about. So stop waiting to be enlightened someday. Be enlightened now. So if someone says something to you that feels like a strong insult, be enlightened now. Don't be defensive. Relax. Be present. Be still. Be open. Watch the energies inside of you, but don't become involved with them. If your computer breaks down, be enlightened now. You lose your wedding ring, be enlightened now. So, you know, so it's there. And, you know, of course, the guidance is there. What you have to remember to do is pause and ask for it, you know.
Yes, because you know these things. I mean, you know, if you cop an attitude, that's not an enlightening, emulating experience.
Right.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So that choice is available to you right now. So you don't have to wait until someday when you may be enlightened.
Right. You don't get to be an asshole until you're enlightened.
Or until you can go watch the next Eckhart Tolle video.
Right, exactly. Let's see. I come in here a good bit. Normally a little later in the night, sometimes just quiet and listen. I also hang out in the ACIM room. Good, Hunter. Great. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. I thought I recognized. Is it Hunter?
No, it's
Hunting.
I'm being funny.
Oh.
And Kathy said, "Notice the quality of your awareness."
Right. Yeah, and Kathy's talking, of course, about being in this moment.
Isn't that funny? Hunter said that's a real name.
Hunter is a real name.
That's what she said.
That's really cool, Connie. Mine's intuitive that way.
You know it, Buddy Rose. Okay, where are we?
We are
27 through 38, 192.
Yeah.
Page 192. The reward of light is given to all men. Yeah, yeah. God doesn't have favorites.
Right.
Men need not earn the reward. Men need not even ask for it. Men only need to seek for it, welcome it, and accept it to see they are it. Yeah, that always kind of reminds me of the course when it says you need do nothing, but then somebody said, well, you got to show up.
Well, that's true. And, of course, what I'm reminded of is that, and you guys may have heard me talk about it before, is that fundamental belief that you're rewarded for hard work or, you know, but, and then really having my earth, my whole foundation shake when I was told, no, you're not rewarded for hard work or for, you know, whatever, that, in fact, all are rewarded equally. You know, and that's like the story that we've read before in the Bible that talks about, you know, this guy goes out and hires people to work in the field, and he pays everybody the same amount, whether they worked an hour or 5 hours, and the people who work 5 hours are pretty pissed.
Yeah, and you're reading it, and you're going, I don't get this. Why? What?
Why would they all be paid the same? Yeah, but this is the point.
This is the point, and in the world, it just doesn't make sense.
In the world, it doesn't make sense. That's right.
In fact, in the world, it may not even be experienced that way. In the world, your hard work at Harvard got you through at the top of your class and got you the judge job. But in actuality, that doesn't make you any more special to God than I am.
Right.
Or any further down the pecking scale.
Right. Or further up.
There you go. Okay, do not be mistaken. Uh-oh, what are we saying here? Peter Russell. Effortless meditation. Russell. Mm-hmm. We are the light. Thank you, guys. Okay. All right. Number 5. Do not be mistaken. The light was not welcomed by one man or two or only a handful of men, because all men have welcomed the light as one. That kind of reminds me of when Jesus got it, we all got it. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first to accept it was accepted it for us all, because there is only
one.
As a light is with one man, the light is with all men. You must only open your eyes to see the light all around you and within you, and to see that the light is with all things and within all things, and that the light is all things. The light is in you and with you, and the light is you, because you have welcomed the light. When all men welcome the light, open your eyes, see what you have welcomed. Welcome it fully now. How sweet.
Yeah, and it is. And again, it's some of these things seem difficult for the thinking mind, because we start from, and I talked about this on Sunday, we start from this perspective of the individual. We think we're this one point in time and in space, and so it's difficult for the thinking mind to understand how all of humanity could get anything at once. All of humanity wants one person. You know, I mean, even you can't even talk about it, because, like Connie was saying, when the first one got it, then everyone got it, because it is all one. So, you know, even the word, in that sentence, the word one kind of changes meaning back and forth to mean separate and whole within that one sentence. And I know that sounds a little convoluted, But the point is, there's one mind, there's one consciousness, and nothing within consciousness can ever be hidden from anything else. The light is here, and all you have to do from your seeming vantage point of this space, of this point in space and time, is to turn your eyes towards the light, because that's all that there is, and that's all there is to perceive. It just waits on your recognition so that you can even see that you don't even exist at this point and in this point in time and in this point in space. I mean, it's just this vortex that you get kind of get pulled into because you're so persistent, I'm so persistent in insisting on seeing from this vantage point. I just won't get there.
And you can get, I mean, when you have a good deep meditation, you can come back and you can go, I'm a separate body, and there's a couch over there, and you know, there's something odd when you come back from a deep meditation, because in that deep meditation you have an experience, and I'm not saying it's the end all of experiences, right? But you have an experience where you're no longer cognitive of separate faculties, and so if we look at it from that perspective, we can know that the whole, there's going to be a whole big major shift in I was going to say thinking, but in knowing, in experience in what is, from the oneness, from the state of oneness, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of be like, you know, like you talk about the two columns, right?
Right.
About you're either in this column, you know, you're either thinking with ego or thinking with Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
You're thinking as the separate self, or you're in recognition of your oneness. It's kind of like, you know, spatially, you could say, I'm either standing here on the street. Oh, now I'm standing on the very top of the Sears building, right? On the top of the spire, on the tallest building in the world, or whatever the tallest building in the world is. You know, it's like that kind of shift is in perspective. It's like, you know, you're either looking out from this teeny existence, or you're able to survey everything all at once.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being in a black hole will be nothing, or
right,
you know, within, yeah, travel to the star and back. Yeah, it's just mind-boggling, because the whole where you're coming from is coming, it's starting at a different origin.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, welcome, Bart. Okay, all right, So Holy Spirit says, open your heart, open your mind, open your eyes, and see by welcoming what there is to see. I think you just did a good job of that, Jacqueline. It is before you now, waiting only for your welcome. To welcome the light, have faith in the light. Do not expect the light to convince you of its presence by grabbing you with miracles when you seem to give the light no welcome.
It's not going to walk up to you and grab your shoulders and go, pay attention!
yeah, and that's where I come from. I'm going, could you use that foghorn so I could hear you? Okay. Yeah, but this is saying, really,
you got to turn towards it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to show up.
Yeah, you got to show up. Exactly.
Yeah. The light welcomes you as you are, thank God. And so it will not try to convince you. But when you are ready, and through faith, you welcome the light. And in that hour, the miracle of the light shall be known. And you will be grateful that you extended welcome unto the light through faith, that the light gave welcome to you. Yes, yes, yes. And anybody that's had any kind of miracle in their life, any kind of mystical experience, any kind of deep, entrenched, divine experience knows exactly what's being said here. And it's so sweet. Okay. All right. NTI John chapter 5. We're at the bottom of page 192. Thanks everybody for being with us. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to welcome the light as yourself, with a capital S, and as your only truth? When you say yes to this question, without hesitation or exception for anything you seem to see or know or experience, you will be healed, and you will know the light fully. Nothing can keep this knowledge from you, because this knowledge is what you are. All that can keep the knowledge of your truth from you is your desire not to know it of yourself. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. And you know, I think it's worth really pausing after that sentence. And it's interesting because we had a and we may go over this here in a little bit in the general healing class, but we had a lesson this week where Regina asked us to do that, to pause and to look at what our goals are. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to welcome light as yourself and as your only truth? And I think that's a great place to pause. And if your heart leaps forward to say yes, then you know that's the truth of you. When you say yes to this question without hesitation or exception for anything you seem to see or know or experience, you will be healed and you will know the light fully. So if your heart leaps forward, then you know you're in the right place. You're doing the right thing. If you go yes, but you need to look at the but. That's all. You need to go, what is it that I think that, and it's that that you choose to keep you from healing. It's that that is the goal that you would place before the goal of healing that would actually keep you from healing. And it's not bad. It's not wrong.
It's just not healed and whole.
It's just not, you're just not fully willing to be whole, fully willing to be healed. That's all.
Jacqueline, are you telling us to look at the butt?
If that's what's keeping you from being healed, yes, I'm suggesting you look at the butt. look at the butt. Look at the thing that's keeping you, that's making you go, well, I'd like to be healed, but.
Bob.
That's Jay. A whole nother joke. We'll tell you about that. We'll tell you that in a couple weeks.
All right, where are we?
We are at the first full paragraph, top of 193.
To know your truth of yourself, you must also welcome your truth unto all that you see and think and know and believe. You cannot keep the truth from anything and know its completeness of the light. The light must be welcomed fully, because the light is everything, or you are not welcoming the light. You are choosing to keep it hidden. You know, Jacqueline had a Course in Miracles class in at Unity Church in Louisville, and this guy came in one night, and you know, this guy reminded me of myself sometimes, being the unhealed healer, but he was going. I can't take this to work.
Yeah.
So how do you advise me, Jacqueline? Because I can't take this to work. And Jacqueline goes, what do you mean? How do you separate yourself from all that is? I mean, how do you do that? And we all do, and I certainly do. I find myself catching myself because of who my audience is. You know, well, God, what were you guys saying a few minutes ago? It sounded like a Southern Baptist something. Yeah, because in front of this folk, I don't want to sound like that. that. But but you can't separate yourself from this. It's it, you know, that's fear exposing itself. If I'm saying something for one audience that I wouldn't say for another one, if I'm protecting, this false identity. Because you can't, because of the completeness of light. I mean, that's what this whole experience is. That's reliving the whole mad idea, right? This having a seemingly separate experience from what truly is.
Right.
So you're perpetuating that. I live in the South, so all y'all sound like you're from my neck of the woods.
Good, who's that from?
Hunter.
Hey, Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like trying to be a little bit pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole fundamental idea is, you know, you can't pick and choose what situations you're going to apply the truth in. It doesn't work like that. You either believe wholeheartedly, at least endeavor to apply the truth in all situations, or you're believing in separation,
or you're reenacting the tiny mad idea in that I want something to be different than it is. I want the light here, but I don't want it here. And that is the fundamental problem that we keep reenacting. The tiny mad idea of not surrendering completely, total willingness to this experience. I want to hold on to this. Holy Spirit, you can do whatever you want to do in my life and guide me and show me, and I'll follow you in all ways but this, and don't screw with this, because we're not going to mess with that. I'm holding that back, and I'm going to reserve the right to keep this. Well, you know, you're giving up the whole ship, but
ship with a P.
with a P.
Ken's not here. Sorry.
Are you open to other speakers? That's Jay.
Jay McCormick.
Yeah.
I have a thought to share, but you can't take it to work. Okay, sure, Jay. Hang on.
Hey, great to hear you two. Yeah, just a thought to throw in, kind of echoing what you were saying about your response to that guy that said, hey, I can't take this to work. Your response was, well, how can you not? You know, and the thought I had was, you know, kind of relative to the point you made about, you know, a woman can't be kind of pregnant, you know, that it's all in recognizing what already is. And I think the ego mind has a lot of thoughts and judgments about the way spirituality is going to look and feel, that would be some sort of weakness or giving up something in some way. And so there's a lot of trust there that you have to have with that, that goes with the whole process of, you know, that you aren't going to lose anything, and that you want to let go of the things that have no value. So that trust idea is big, in part, especially when you go to work where there's a lot of attachments about winning, looking good, getting ahead, etc. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well. It's about letting go of those other things as well.
Okay. Yeah, Jay, really cool.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, Jay, with what you said. And the interesting part of that, and there's lots interesting there, but what really stood out to me is how that emphasizes how these thought systems, maybe, although, you know, anyway, how they're diametrically opposed, because what the ego or the thinking mind would protect, would see as a weakness, is really my strength, and what is really my strength The ego sees as weakness. I mean, and I think I just said the same thing twice, but but you know, it's just like the lesson in my defenselessness, my safety lies. It's like, where, like you said about faith, where am I putting my faith? And that is why we have to be so consistent all of the time, because as you invest in these individual thoughts that that belie your underlying beliefs about who and what you are, you strengthen one belief system or the other. So, you know, you're either investing in this ego and, yeah, I got to protect mine and get what's coming to me and make sure that I look good. So you're either building and protecting and maintaining this separate sense of self, or you're diving into faith beyond what we seem to know as individual beings in this world. We're going beyond mind. And you might say, if you go beyond mind, you're going into the heart. For many of us, the heart is uncharted territory. And so it feels like, particularly at the beginning of the path, it feels like it takes a great deal of faith to just, you want me to do what? You want me not to say anything when he just called me a name that doesn't describe me or whatever, right? You want me to what? Not defend myself? So that seems like it takes quite a bit of faith, particularly as we begin. But what's really called for is to step into that faith over and over and over again. And as NTI says, and it may say here in a minute, or it may have said last week, I don't know. A little faith, you know, it's the snowball effect. A little faith begins to open up to more faith. That's just the nature of how this works.
You know, and this may be off the subject just a little bit, but it kept coming up for me. Jacqueline and I attended, and Marge, who's on here, attended a community for a while, and a lot of the folks at the community had little tics. When they were in the presence, when they were involved in it, these little tics would show up. They, you know, some people would shake their head like they were saying no over and over again, and it was you know, and all I can think of is, okay, I don't mind having one of those tics, but let me have it like this. I mean, you're still trying to direct God how to save you.
So don't make it one where I'm shaking my head no all the time. If you're going to give me a tick, God, give me one where I'm shaking my head yes.
Or don't give me one where you know, I seem to do something really stupid, you know. I mean, some of those little ticks were seemed weird to the ego, right? And you're trying to direct God how to give you a spiritual tick. It was crazy. It is crazy. It's just laugh out loud crazy. Thank you all.
Let's see. Oh, funny.
Pray for a non-stupid tick.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Where are we again? I already lost my place again. Honey, if you wanted to, if you really, really could be a stand-up comic.
All that you, it's this one, all that you see and experience is of your choice.
Oh, okay. 10. Thank you, Jay. You're sweet. All that you see and experience is of your choice. So you know that what you are choosing.
So you know what you are choosing.
So you know what you are choosing, that by that you, which you see and experience. You are,
I didn't want to hear that sentence, so let me read it to y'all.
What? I okay. Didn't have it started here.
Let me tell you what it means.
Okay, tell me.
No. It says the light must be welcome. This, I'm backing up. The light must be welcome fully, because the light is everything. Or you are not welcome. I don't want to hear it either. Or you are not welcoming the light, and you are choosing to keep it hidden. So it's like, what is it that you're experiencing? If as you look out, you know, it's not you spot it, you got it, because it doesn't work on a one-for-one basis like that. That's just not how the universe works. But are you experiencing faith and truth and peace and you know, and those types of things? Or are you experiencing something else? And as you look out and see what it is that you're experiencing in the world around you, you will know what experience you're choosing, because you could have none other than the experience that you choose. So if I'm experiencing, for example, last week I went through a real episode, you know, I had a whole day with Holy Spirit looking at rejection. And it's like, this is what I'm choosing. I cannot get from this side of rejection to, I can't get through it without recognizing it's a choice that I made.
What? I really can't hear this.
I can't go, I'm rejected because, you know, Tom's an asshole. Although you've heard me say that before. Sorry, Tom, if you're listening, dear, sorry. No, but seriously, it's what I've chosen to see. It's like, it's like what Inner Wisdom told me. You chose this experience, so don't try and pretend that you don't feel rejected. Don't try and pretend that you're not feeling this, and you know, and repress it and cover it up. Sit with it. You wanted to feel rejection. Sit with it. Feel that. Be with that, and then you can move on.
Yeah. To push it down and not have the experience is what you're saying.
Right, and the truth is, all of life is like that. I'm having this experience because I wanted to have these experiences. These are the experiences I chose to have.
Yeah.
And when I decide not to have these experiences, including the overall experience of being a separate individual with separate interests, as opposed to your interest, when I choose to quit having that experience, I will quit having that experience. It couldn't be other than that.
You will be, when you decide to quit having that experience, you will be healed and whole.
Right. Except, and you can do that now.
And so they're having that separate experience of rejection.
Yes. I mean, you're experiencing what you asked to experience. You know, okay, in a very broad sense, we said and we say, what if everything was different than it is?
Exactly.
That's the experience I have every day. You know, hopefully that's the tide is turning on that. But that's the experience that I have. I seem to experience myself as a separate individual in this clay body that looks out through these round eyeballs and sees the world from these meatballs in my head, and sees the world from here to there, and that's how I see things, okay? And as long as I desire to have that experience, I will continue to have that experience. When I desire something else, when I desire to see the truth, then my perspective will change. I will no longer continue to see everyone is separate from me. I will no longer continue to see from this limited perspective of these eyeballs. You know, I'll be on top of the Sears building, like we talked about, or the Empire State Building, whatever's the highest building, right? Right? Instead of looking up at the building from the street, I'll be standing on top of the spire and see it all. But what I see is what I have chosen to see.
Yeah, and I think the Course even talks about the meatballs eyes that you're talking about as a projector. It's not receiving, it's projecting.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. To see. What is Jay saying?
I don't know. Let's see what Jay said.
To see a vessel of God.
Oh,
an asshole.
Oh. Oh, sorry, Jay. I'm not very quick.
Yeah. And Kathy thinks Tom's being helpful. Oh, that's so sweet, Kathy.
Allow the experience, but let it go and look. Just look. Okay, that's good, Jay. That's good. Okay, and then what else did Jay call? Great twist, little twist there, Kathy.
All right. Connie is easily distracted by the board.
Yeah, I am.
It's okay.
Why I don't get to sit at the desk.
You're blowing your shot at this.
I know.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
All right.
9 through 15, middle of 193.
The light that is within man is not the man as he thinks. It is thinking that hides the light from man. As you choose to think, you choose to not choose the light. Thinking is to choose fantasy. For choosing to think is to choose to believe that the truth is something other than the light of which it is. To think is to choose to believe that you can choose to make truth apart from what it is. And this is to believe that you can welcome something else and make it the truth for you. To welcome something else and call it truth is not to welcome the light and know its truth. It is to welcome fantasy in its place. And this must mean that you do not welcome truth.
Okay, so I'm sorry I interrupted, but I'm afraid you would go on. Go ahead, Connie.
No.
Yeah, I just give up the thinking mind. It's really, really clear. The light that is within man is not the man as he thinks. It is thinking that hides the light from man. So, you know, again, we're back in the two columns. Am I using my thinking mind to reason through this? And what would a reasonable person do? And, well, maybe they'd give a little, but they would protect themselves. I mean, you know, it's thinking that is the problem. It's thinking that is made to support the belief in separate individuals. It's thinking that puts you in this point in time and in space. It's thinking that tells you that you're sitting there and I'm sitting here. That's the thinking mind. It's all it does and all it's designed to do is to continue to reinforce your belief, my belief, in separation. And what we're being advised to do is to follow the heart and not the mind. We have to give up the thinking mind. That's what this paragraph said.
Yeah. And we don't always receive a reflection of that in the world. I mean, you know, a lot of people see the actually it just takes you back to that same perspective of where you focusing out from the perspective of that I am this body, or am I much more than that? I think. Okay. Welcome, Ken. The light shines for you when you welcome that light, that the light must shine because it is the truth. Let me try that one again. The light shines for you when you welcome that the light must shine because it is truth. That's a little better. When you are prepared to see only all that is truth, truth is all you shall see because it is all there is. That's amazing. Can you not see that not to see it must be your choice, or it could not be hidden from you? Well, if you're the projector, that certainly is.
If you're all powerful, I mean, if you're all that is, yeah.
And I remember hearing years ago in that same community talking about, you know, and you hear this all the time, you know, how could a loving God do this and create a world where this exists and that exists? And you're going, no, what God did was give you the power of creation, and this is what you did, and now you want to blame it on God.
Yes, which is certainly one way of saying that. But as, even as you say that, you can see how that's there's separation within
yes.
those concepts.
Yeah,
because,
but I mean,
because the
but
truth,
but to talk is to separate. So you know, I, yeah, it's well, not but, it's not 100% politically correct, but
well, and actually, John goes into this about how the light is life, and how this light or life animates this world, enlivens everything that occurs in this world. So just like you said, the power to create is of God and is God and is you. And that's what, you know, that's the modeling clay, right? The we make the Play-Doh, as Regina would say, that we make everything from and with and as, right? So you can't, you're not separate from the building blocks. You are the building blocks. You are the process that is God.
Yeah, and it's a separate ego that wants to blame a separate God for making my misery. But it's, and you know, it's primary just ignorance
of your true nature.
Of this, yeah. I mean, and as we started out saying, this is what the Holy Spirit, this is what Jesus and Buddha and Eckhart Tolle and Regina have come out and given us is this in steps to follow back to you, to opening your heart and taking you where. Are you okay?
Oh,
all right, let's move on. Hi, Debbie. Okay.
You know that tick you were talking about? I get that. My head gets twisty. It causes my head to.
Oh, I thought you were just telling me I was screwed up.
I know. I can tell.
Oh, I won't take that personally. Oh, what have we been talking about for the last hour? Oh, I'm so sorry, folks.
God gave me a stupid tick, and Connie took it personally. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a really bad country song.
They're married.
Okay.
God. Go ahead.
Where are we? Keep
we're
losing
at
my place.
16 through 30, bottom page 193.
The Son of God is free.
Amen.
Because the Father made him freedom.
That's it. I mean, that's what we just said, right?
Yeah.
You are the process.
Yes.
And the process is free. It's not constrained by anything, by any limitation whatsoever, because to be constrained by any limitation would be separation.
Exactly.
Right? So knowing that your absolute freedom, of course you made what it is that you're experiencing.
Yes. To be less than all that is separate.
Right. Yeah.
The light is free because the light is freedom. And then it must be that man is free because man is within the light and the light is within man. Kathy says, entertaining thought would be the only chosen limitation.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, going back to the thinking mind, saying, thinking mind, what do you think about this?
Let me think about that. The light is the Son of God, and the light is freedom. If man is to know freedom, man must welcome the light. To deny the light is to deny freedom. And yet, because denial is your choice, you believe to deny freedom is freedom. That'll make your head twist. In this decision, you illustrate the height of your own confusion. Freedom is the gift of God. Freedom is the gift of the Father extended to the Son in His creation of Him. Freedom lies within the light. To know the freedom that is yours, you must choose to accept it by welcoming the light. This is the only way to know that which already is.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like we were talking about a while ago, you know, how do you take this to work? And you know, I'm not going to say this to this guy. God, you can't force me to, you know, to do this all the time. I can't do this all the time. My freedom lies in what we say as egos, as individuals, as CEOs, is I can't say this to my banker, right?
Right.
And believe that my ability to deny the truth of who I am is my freedom. Which is just bass backwards, right?
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all. But that shows the height of our confusion about, because if you could really see it, you could see that there's nothing to protect. There's no reason to separate this situation from this situation from this situation.
Yeah. How cool. Yeah. Thank you. That's illuminating. Thank you. For sure, Jacqueline. The height of confusion, says Kathy. The light is within you. The light is with Jesus. Your brother is the light. To trust it in your brother is to trust in the light. To doubt him is to doubt Jesus. This is what you must learn. The light cannot be seen in one form and not within another. Because to know the light is to see the light in all things, because the light is all things. If you do not see the light in all things, you are missing the light within yourself. Aww.
Again, exactly what we were saying, right? You can't see it here and not see it here. You can't be a little bit pregnant. Right? You either acknowledge it is everywhere and speak to that light everywhere and greet that light everywhere and look for that light everywhere, or you're denying it in yourself.
Right.
You're just denying the light.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, and I think maybe you said this earlier, you know, the building blocks are what is. You are the light. You are love. That's all you are. And to see anything else would be denial of what you are and not to know what you are.
Right. I mean, it would be because of who you are, you have the power to deny it, right?
Yes.
You can pretend not to see it in your brother, and if that's what you want, that's what you get.
And, yeah.
So you can see a banker instead of the light. Or whatever.
Right.
I'm not picking on you individually. Although it sounds a lot like I am. I'm not.
Okay, let's see where we're
just using your example.
I know. Have faith in Jesus and look within yourself for the light. He saw it there, and so it is there. You must find it also. Have faith in your Father and look to your brother for the light. It was your Father that placed it there with him, and so it is there within your brother where it must be.
Yeah, and so of course, this is our reading for consistent gentle healing, but it's no surprise that our first lesson for this week was, I trust my brothers who are one with me.
Yeah, you know, and it's all the same fabric.
Yeah, like in I Heart Huckabees.
Yeah, where he held up the sheet and said, put his hand under it and said, this is the hamburger, and this is somebody making love, and
this is the Eiffel Tower.
It's the Eiffel Tower. It's all the same, and to see it different, or want to see it different, or want to, is the fear and is the separation, and it seems like it's a breakdown of the building blocks, which can only be the one thing.
Right.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Cheryl.
What time is it? Are we done?
Yep.
All right. We love you guys. We love doing this. It's fun. Tell you what, if Cheryl or Ken or whoever's on, if one of you guys could play some music, that'll give us an opportunity to
go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom and before we start teaching again. So I'm going to let go of the mic for you guys to do that. See you in a minute.